American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Two students and two teachers were killed in a shooting at a high school in Georgia today. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Four people were killed at Appalachee High School in Barrow County, Georgia, and nine people were injured. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey identified the shooter.
He is a 14-year-old student here at the high school. Again, he has been taken into custody.
Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith says the school resource officer engaged the suspect, who immediately surrendered.
The shooter was interviewed, and he was speaking with our investigators earlier, along with the GBI.
He said the response from multiple agencies likely prevented a worse outcome. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Anti-Israel protesters signal they have no intent of stopping campus protests. Columbia University resumed classes yesterday with anti-Jewish protesters vowing to continue their sometimes violent demonstrations. Student organizers promised to ramp up their actions, including possible encampments, until the university agrees to cut ties with companies linked to Israel. The House GOP has plans to keep the government open as the funding deadline approaches. Here's Fox's Ryan Schmelz with more.
During a House GOP conference call, House Speaker Mike Johnson shared with lawmakers his plan for a six-month extension of current government funding levels, with a bill called the SAVE Act attached. That, according to sources on the call, who say Johnson plans to have a vote as soon as possible. The SAVE Act would require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. That's likely a non-starter for Democrats, and at least one swing district Republican raised concerns about how a government shutdown could impact the GOP's chances of keeping the House. Lawmakers return from recess next week, with government funding expiring at the end of the month. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
House Republicans issued a subpoena demanding testimony from Secretary of State Antony Blinken as they wrap up a sprawling, years-long investigation into the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021. Republican Michael McCaul, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, sent a subpoena letter late yesterday ordering Blinken to appear before the committee by September 19th or face a contempt of Congress charge. A retired naval officer and ship commander says the U.S. should be minimizing interaction between U.S. military personnel and Turkish nationals. Here's AFN's Chad Groening with more.
Turkish authorities have detained 15 members of an anti-American youth organization who physically assaulted two members of the U.S. military during a port visit to the city of Izmir. A video shows a group of men yelling, "Yankee, go home," while restraining a man and attempting to put a sack over his head. U.S. Embassy has confirmed the incident and says that the two Marines are back on board the USS Wasp and are now safe. Retired Navy Commander Kirk Lippold, who commanded the USS Cole when it was attacked by terrorists in 2000, questions why a port visit was scheduled given the current state of affairs in the U.S. relationship with Turkey.
Given what's going on in Israel, Erdogan, their leader, has stated his support for Hamas. That is unacceptable. While we have a military relationship through NATO, our government should be minimizing our interaction with that country.
And Lippold says the responsibility for the safety of our military clearly lies with Joe Biden.
The commander-in-chief doesn't care for those who serve our nation. Clearly, the Biden administration does not want to jeopardize the Death to America vote.
I'm Chad Groening.
Another New Jersey offshore wind project runs into turbulence. Leading Light Wind is asking the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities to give it a pause through late December on its plan to build an offshore wind farm off the coast of Long Beach Island. In a filing with the utilities board made in July, but not posted on the board's website until yesterday, the company said it has had difficulty securing a manufacturer for turbine blades for the project and is currently without a supplier. The National Hurricane Center is watching four areas of interest in the Atlantic Ocean. Chances of development range from 10% to 30% in the next week. The one with the best chance of development could affect the southwestern Gulf of Mexico early next week. Find more news online at afn.net. I'm Robert Thornton.